So continuing with 3 minutes of Tehillim, we are up to Perek Yud Beis. Perek Yud Beis, Psalm 12, Lamnatzeach al Hashminis Mizmor LeDavid. The way Rav Hirsch translates this is, to him who grants victory on the instrument with eight strings, a Psalm of David. We had the eight strings before, the Shminis, in Perek Vav, in Psalm number 6. Let's talk about that for a moment. What is the Shminis? Some musical instrument that has eight strings on it. So the Gemara in Erechin, Daf Yud Gimel on the Beis, tells us, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kinor shel Mikdash shel Shivas Nimen, the Kinor, the flute, or the harp of the Mikdash has seven strings. Shenemar, Savo Simachos Espanecha Ni'imos, Al Tikri Sova Ela Sheva. There's seven strings to the harp of the Mikdash. Veshel Yamos HaMashiach Shmona. But in the times of the Messiah, it's going to be eight strings. Shenemar, and it quotes our Pasuk, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Aleph, Lamnatzeach al Hashminis. And then it says, Nima, Shminis, and that's the eight strings. And then, Shal Olam Haba is Eser, and then it quotes a Pasuk Ale Asor, Vale Nova. So we'll talk about that in a moment. The eight strings, what does this symbolize? So many Mefarshim explain that seven is sort of this world, 7 days of the week, the natural process. Shivim Lashon, the people in this world, according to Chazab, 70 languages. The eighth day is the Bris Milah. It's transcending the natural world. The eighth day we're building the Mishkan, right? The eighth day is Parshas Shmini we just had. So some point out that in Western music, there's really 12 full notes to an octave, which can be broken down into half notes. So you only have seven whole notes, which could, right? So you only have really seven notes, even though every note could be broken down, but you only have seven notes. The eighth note represents this next level, this some world to come, some otherworldly existence beyond what we have in this world. Now, how does this fit with the theme of the Perek? The theme of the Perek is a contrast between speech that is flattering or evildoers, deceitful, using speech in a duplicitous way. The Pasuk Gimel says, "Shavi dabru ishes re'eu svas chalakos belei belei daberu." The man, when the man speaks lies to one another, they think one thing in their heart, but they say something else with their mouth. And then we contrast that with Hashem's speech, Pasuk Zion, that Hashem's speech is Imros Hashem Imros Tehoros, that Hashem's speech is pure. So what does this have to do with the idea of the Shminis, of the eighth note that will come during the times of Mashiach? And what does this have to do with music in general? So I thought perhaps the answer is that music is a way we take strings, we take wood, we take different physical elements, and we make music out of them. And a speech is you take your palate and your throat and your mouth and your tongue, physical things, and you bring wind and you put it in a certain way and you bring words into the world. You bring inspiration. You bring some Olam Haba type, some form of a futuristic spiritual experience into a physical world. So speech and music is a way we can touch, not exactly right the way that we have it today, the way that we experience the world, but we can touch a certain divinity, a certain transcendence through our ability to take our physical mouth, our physical being, and take wood and sticks and metal and make music out of it, make song, make words, make tefillos, make divrei Torah. So that maybe is the Shminis. That's the connection between the different types of speech in this parak. Okay, we will continue.